Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Right now it's April 5th. We're recording a little later than normal. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
Yes. Even though we're recording later than usual, well, I don't know. The problem is I don't know when this is going to go up, because if it goes up today, then it would be going up the same day as normal. But if it comes up later, it ends up going up later, depending on, my timing being able to get it all up and stuff, it could be later. And all this is pointless because any listener is going to see the date anyway and know when it went up. All right. So we have, so it looks like Toonami is juggling things up a bit in terms of their schedule. Well, rather, they juggled it up and then they juggled it up again, which is kind of actually a good thing. And so far as if we had done it yesterday, we might have been going by the schedule they announced early this week, and rather than the one that the update one that was the one where like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure was like ridiculously late, but and now it's not as late, so I guess they got complaints from JoJo fans. On the other hand, though, it seems like let me hang on. I really should have gotten this totally pulled up. Yeah, let's see. So originally, the old one, yeah, I might as well list all of this for posterity. Originally, it was going to starting at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Dragon Ball Super, then Sword Art Online Alicization, The Promised Neverland, Black Clover, My Hero Academia, Boruto, Naruto, Hunter Hunter, JoJo, and Attack on Titan. So now they're changing it to Dragon Ball Super, My Hero Academia, Promised Neverland, Sword Art Online, JoJo, Black Clover, Boruto, Naruto, Hunter Hunter, and Attack on Titan. So, it wasn't just JoJo they moved forward a bit. They were also going to move My Hero Academia back, and then they and Sword Art Online forward, and then they just kind of undid all of that. So My Hero Academia is still in the second place. So, yeah, I don't know what made them decide to like switch all the stuff and things. When I saw the first one, it seemed a little weird, so I thought, oh, is this an April Fool's joke? But then they said it wasn't an April Fool's joke. Well, why would you announce it on April 1st then? That's like the if there's never announce anything that seems a little weird on April 1st, because then everyone will wonder if it's a joke or not. So yeah, I don't know exactly what their reasoning was, because it wasn't just, I mean, JoJo's the obvious one because that got moved forward so much, but the other ones is just a little weird. I maybe they just wanted to try to like have it keep it like more close to what it is right now, I guess, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they were hoping like everyone would stay up just to see JoJo, but once they got enough complaints, they're like, okay,
Yeah, but it wasn't just JoJo they did that for. Like they swapped a My Hero Academia and Sword Art. Well, they didn't swap it exactly, but in turn, but they like moved My Hero Academia back to the start and moved Sword Art Online, back a little from the first announcement. So I don't know, and none of this is probably going to matter to any one who listens to this like 1 month from now. So that's our big news about that, and that's not even going to affect us this week. It'll be the next week after that. Okay, so we'll start as we have been for a long time, and we'll continue to do after the schedule change with Dragon Ball Super episode 104. Okay, so basic. So what happens is that Hit is going up against a guy who gets eliminated. So his name this episode. So his name. So I'm not going to bother remember figuring out his name. But they're fighting, and then he so the but the guy's able to counteract his time stop thing because of his super hearing. And anyway, but then it ends up being 2-on-1 against Hit, and Goku shows up and goes, "Hey, want to do something other than a 1-on-1 fight?" And he's like, "Okay, I guess it has variety." So they end up fighting the other two guys and end up winning, and then they just go, and then they just decide, no, we'll just fight later on in this arc. I mean, we've got plenty of episodes, and then just kind of depart ways. Yeah, that was the episode. It was kind of fun to see, I guess, Goku and Hit team up, but other than that, not much else to comment on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have much more to add on that. So, yeah.
All right. So then we're on to Boruto episode 24. So after we got an actually decent arc that was, of course, the first one actually based on anything from the comics, we're back to filler again. Like, okay, seriously, how much filler is Boruto total? Let's see, anime filler. There's a site that lets you actually that actually calculates all this stuff for you. Boruto started with filler. And then, with 53 reported filler episodes, Boruto has a high filler percentage of 50%.
Which half its episodes are filler?
Well, if I remember correctly, yeah, apparently. Although, I mean, admittedly, not even Naruto Shippuden was only 43%. I was thinking that would be higher, but. No, for that. Yeah, well, like, what happens is you need to basically what happened was Naruto ended and it was like, you know, the ending. And then later on, Kishimoto, the author, was like, I'm going to make a little brief arc about Sarada and publish it in manga form. And that's the one that we just had. And then someone was like, anyway, and then later on, people were like, okay, we're going to make a Boruto manga, but it'll be monthly. And then people were like, well, but Naruto's popular. We got to keep cashing in on it. Boruto is getting an anime, except we don't really have anything to work with. So we'll just do a lot of filler. It's like, if I remember correctly, Sailor Moon, the manga, and the anime debuted like really close to each other. So because of the fact that you were just starting at like, there wasn't like a big gap to even be overcome, which is why the anime had so much filler in it.
Right, yeah.
Sailor Moon has anime filler list, 49%. But honestly, I'm not even sure. Sailor Moon is sort of weird compared to the manga because while there's a lot of like filler, the anime is really only loosely based on the first one. Is really only loosely based on the manga. Like there's a lot of like character traits and stuff that were like added to people in the anime. So
yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Like Sailor Mars, see like in the manga, see like. Hated men and obviously in the anime he ended up more like a normal human being. So
yeah, it's oh, did you like read the manga or did you just read this about the manga?
No, I've read enough about it, so.
Okay, yeah, Sailor Moon Crystal I think goes much more closely with the way the manga went. Like, for example, that, I can't remember, because I never really watched much of the show. That one, like, early general, I think the second general of Barrel, like, Nephrite, something like that. You know, how he, like, kind of becomes good and then dies? That didn't happen at all in the manga. He's just a villain, and that's it. So in some cases, it was able to, you know, give a bit more depth to characters. But other times, it was just a filler. It was just an episode to pad out, the time.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't we talking about Boruto? So this one, I guess, is sort of extra epilogue to the previous one, which I guess, you know, with like a little bit of Sarada there, but a lot more. You know, it's just the kids doing stuff, and then Naruto and the other Kages meet, and they're like, "Oh, Kaguya might come." Back, we must defeat her if that is the case. And another says, this hasn't actually even been mentioned in the manga yet so far. So is this like something that's only going to happen towards the end of the series, if ever? Is this like, you know, a fake red herring, or what? Naruto's like, I don't know. Michael's just making this up as he goes along. But yeah, they basically just kind of set up for that. And so they're not really much when you get down to it. Yeah, moving on, I guess.
It wasn't a bad episode, but, you know, it...
Because it's being moved so much later, we're probably not going to stop covering it after the next episode, because it really... I don't know, I haven't been really that into it, and I've mostly been watching it just because it's on early and is in between shows that I am interested in watching, whereas, you know, no point in, like, staying up super late or going out of my way to watch it if I'm not that interested. Unless the next episode is super great. I'll be fair. If the next episode is amazing, I'll keep up with Boruto. Okay. My Hero Academia episode 43. So Deku manages to get back, and he runs into Eraserhead, and he's like saying, hey, you need to get this message to everyone that they're going after. Well, this better thing would be to say, I can't remember. Did he tell Eraserhead to tell the other person who had the mental abilities to send the message, or did Deku tell? No, Deku told her that directly. I remember. He managed to find that one person with the psychic abilities to tell them about how Bakugo is being targeted. Except instead of saying Bakugo, he says Kachan. So the person's like, if there's someone named Kachan, he's referring to you. And I'm just like, why not just say the name that everyone can remember?
Yeah.
But anyway, so he, so they do that. Meanwhile, two of the, we get a fight between, two of the students and the, villain who has, like, the poison, gas, and they manage to beat him. Meanwhile, Deku's, you know, trying to find Bakugo, but then he runs into the raven guy, because he's got his, like, quirk is dark shadow, which gets all powerful and uncontrollable when it's, like, dark, and it's all out of control, so they're like, oh, I guess we're gonna have to fight it.
This episode, it just seemed to be, like, a little over-dramatic to me. And I don't know. They're kind of like going over the top for something that really didn't seem to be as big of an emergency as they made it out to be. So don't know.
Yeah, I remember not being that super into this part of the arc when I was reading it in the manga either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so. That's My Hero Academia. After that, we're getting a double helping of Sword Art Online, episodes 56 and 57. So, we're back to the virtual world where Kirito is a swordsman, you know, as opposed to every other game he's ever played where he's been a swordsman. So they, he and, Yu-Gi-Oh!, like, enter, like, some sword fighting academy thing, and there's a bunch of stuff that happens. Honestly, I can't even remember that much of the first episode. I remember the second episode a little better, because he ends up sort of getting one of the senior people annoyed at him, so they end up just kind of doing some... So, as supposed punishment, he has to spar with the guy, which seems like a really weird punishment to me. Like, even if it is, like, you know, for first hit, so that, you know, you could, like, actually get hurt in it, but that's only if you lose, so if he doesn't lose, then it's not even really a punishment.
Yeah.
But anyway, they so they end up drawing with that, because, and He's like, oh, I didn't win. He's like, yeah, but he was like the strongest guy. Come on, come on, Kirito. Your hacks aren't that bad, big. You still have to do a little more training before you can hack your way through this. Anyway, yeah. Then there's also some stuff with the other, where, like, you know, he plants these flowers and then these other guys get rid of them because they're the nobles and they're jerks. And they're like, hey, we saw Black Clover. We're going to totally mimic those nobles because that's the way we are. So, well, I think looking at this, the thing is, if this had been, like, its own anime, like, its own story about, you know, someone, you know, coming up in the ranks and stuff, this could have been interesting, but because it's just putting to Sword Art Online, it's like, okay, so am I really, why do I necessarily supposed to care about this?
Right, yeah, same thing. I was just blown away from the fact that Kirito has now been there 2 years.
Like, yeah, I didn't mention that.
Yeah, he's been there 2 years, and you would just would think 2 years away from everyone you know, you would do something about it. But he just seems like he's just going about normal life. He's enjoying it. And, I mean, it would be one thing just 2 months, but 2 years, that is pretty ridiculous. You'd think, like, somehow he would be emotionally affected by it, that it would start to get to him. But no, he just seems like he's just ready to live a new life, and that's the way it is.
Well, I mean, you could see it as, like, he doesn't have know of any way to get out of it, so he might as well just make the most of it. But the thing is, he still knows that other stuff, and he has no reason to believe it wasn't real. Like, did you ever see that episode of The Next Generation, The Inner Light? The one where Picard, like, gets sort of, they encounter this sort of space probe, and it hits him with something that basically makes him, like, live out, like, a lifetime on this other planet?
No, but
it's a flute episode.
I've seen other episodes of Star Trek that are similar to that, so.
Yeah, well, basically, like, the plot of that is that it hits his mind, which knocks him out. So while everyone's trying to, you know, figure out what's going on, he meanwhile has been transported mentally to this like, planet where he's just told, oh, all that stuff you thought you knew, that was, like, just a dream or whatever. And, you know, so over time he kind of accepts it, you know, has a family, all this stuff. It's actually a really good episode and won an awards. But then it turns out in the end that all that stuff was the planet got wiped out when its sun, you know, like, went supernova or something. So since they didn't have the technology to actually evacuate, they just sent the probe out so that all the information about them and memories would be transported to someone, which was Picard. So yeah,
of all people.
I mean, he's the one who just happened to reach it. But no, it was a really good episode. And I was watching this thing and I was just like, wow, it's like a much less interesting version of that episode.
Yeah.
And it even, like, actually kind of mattered to a certain extent, because in that, his mind, in that thing, he learned how to play the flute. So then he still has it in, like, the real world. And so there's some episodes, you know, where he plays the flute. Oh, fun fact, the prop flute that he uses doesn't actually work. It was, like, auctioned off for, like, a ton of money during that big Star Trek, like, auction off thing. And that was just what people mentioned. Like, the flute, the prop doesn't work. They just, like, edited in the audio of him playing.
I'm still mad about the fact that they blew up the Enterprise set. So now it doesn't really exist anymore. Like, that because of what happened in the movie. So, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we were talking about Sword Art Online. Wow, we're going way on tangents even more than usual. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the problem is right now that Sword Art Online is kind of going in two different plots. We've got this plot here and then the outside plot. But the problem is, because we know the outside plot, this doesn't I mean, I assume this is going to matter somehow later on, but we're looking at him, we're like, yeah, but like, he's just in the thing, so this doesn't really matter, does it? And it's also, and another thing, that Next Generation episode, you know, that was just an hour, and then it was done with. This has been going on for how long now? Like four episodes, so like 4 hours. Yeah, so I guess we'll find out. Next week we get, I think, the episode that like supposedly was super controversial when it aired originally. I'm not sure. Really? I'm not sure about the specifics. I think there's some sort of sexual assault in it. But apparently DeMarco, you know, he actually said, oh, it will be, I think these were his exact words, heavily edited for Toonami.
Really?
I'm almost certain he said, I will double check. He actually said heavily edited. Let me double check on this. It is just kind of weird. He said we are aware of the disturbing scenes and themes in the episode, and it will air heavily edited.
Now I want to see what the real one.
I think I probably will look it up. I don't even know what'll happen. I just remember at the time there's a bunch of controversy about it. I don't think it was even from like the English viewers necessarily. I think like the Japanese didn't like it, but I don't know all the specifics. I guess we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're done with that then. Moving on to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, episode 29. So Josuke is, you know, being chased by Highway Go-Go, the stand, while on his motorcycle, and needs to try to contact Koichi, but he can't really slow down, so he ends up just stealing people's cell phones, which I was kind of funny. Although, okay, time for a nitpick. So he gets, the first one he grabs, after he gets it, it like breaks and falls apart. And I'm just thinking, you can fix that with your stand. Why don't you just do that?
Yeah.
But he grabs another one. Anyway, he's able to communicate with Koichi and to try to find who the stand user is. They figure out it's this guy who got in this accident in the tunnel, is in the hospital. So Josuke, after having to evade the stand a bunch, manages to make it there. With Koichi's help, he's able to find the place. He gets to the guy but he still gets his nutrients drained by the stand when he reaches his room, but he's able to replenish it with, I guess, by taking the guy's IV fluid. I'm not 100% sure that's how it works, but, or it's that immediate acting. I did like the part where the guy's just like, but I'm all hurt and stuff. You can't, it would be wrong to hurt me. And Josuke's like, yeah, okay. So he heals him with Shining Diamond and then beats him up.
Mm-hmm.
And, then there was something, and that was basically the episode. I thought that after the previous episode was kind of wasted a bunch of time with that gambling thing, I thought this was much more of like, you know, the fun stand battles that I like in the series.
Yeah, sorry, I got interested in this whole SAO thing. apparently, you can't even watch it, the original version, even on Crunchyroll.
Oh, really?
They all English versions censored it, whereas, like, other countries are able, like, the French version in France, they're able to see it, but you aren't able to do so in the United States.
Wow. That's real. That's, yeah. Huh. Interesting.
So, that doesn't make me feel too positive, because if they can censor that, just think of what else they could start censoring in the United States. So, that makes me nervous.
Well, I mean, private companies can censor whatever the heck they want. Like, they could, like, Toonami, if it wanted to, could replace an airing of Sword Art Online with just the fairy from Legend of Zelda going, hey, listen, hey, listen for the full half hour, which might not necessarily be that much worse than Sword Art Online, actually.
Yeah. Back to JoJo, I really enjoyed this episode. So this was like a really good one for part four, in my opinion. I was into it the whole way, and I liked the whole fight they had. And although right at the moment, since I'm like really tired, I can't quite remember everything that happened in it very well, but I do remember really enjoying this episode. So yeah, this was a big improvement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On to Hunter x Hunter episode 136.
Okay, so it's the final episode of the Chimera Ant arc, and it is also disappointing because the scene I thought was in this one is actually sometime in the next arc. So I was ready to talk about the really extremely boring and dull rant that Koala was going to give to the audience, but that didn't happen in this episode. So we have to deal with what actually did happen. So basically, the lobster and Welfin kind of just spend half the episode saying goodbye to each other. And then there's this one aunt who happens to be like the daughter or son of one of those mothers who got abducted like 50 episodes ago. And we're supposed to remember that. And so the lobster kind of introduces her to the family and, you know, kind of like gets in with them and that. And it's all cheesy and funny, or cheesy and happy. And Welfin is off with Bezef and some girl. I don't even know who it is. I honestly still don't know who that is. But they're off to have a new life. And yeah, that's like almost all of the episode. And then we get a phone call where that one aunt who was like really loyal to the queen, he is raising this child. And this child keeps saying, my name is not Reyna, my name is Kite. And so that makes that one guy with white hair who I can't remember which one he is.
Do you mean Moral?
Yeah, Moral. Yeah, he like goes nuts and wants to tell Gon, but it's like, no, Gon is knocked out. You can't tell him right now. So Gon is really bad, and Killua in a really cheesy and stupid way basically says that he's going to heal Gon. He just can't just say, I'm going to heal you, Gon. He has to make up some weird thing. But in any case, Killua is off to find a way to heal Gon. And meanwhile, the hunter organization is about to start an election to decide the new chairman. And all I can say is that if you don't like the Electoral College, just wait until you find out the the election system that the hunters use. Well, just wait till you hear that.
Well, is there a Schoolhouse Rock song explaining it? Mm. I mean, it's how I know how a bill becomes a law. Mm. Well, I was also a little disappointed because you kept hyping it up as so terrible, and then it doesn't actually, what you said would happen wasn't actually in this episode.
No.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was decent. There were like some kind of decent sort of character interactions in it. The you're right in that, like, the stuff about, you know, not knowing who that one aunt was, you know, like she's like supposed to be, you know, like the aunt version of one of the kids who was kidnapped. But there's like, I, golly, was there even, did we even have a quick flashback to explain that?
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, so there, she's just there, and I can't, and then you can't even really remember that. And also, Welfin's new face looks really weird
Yeah.
after he like supposedly aged 100 years.
Yeah,
That's like just the weirdest thing to explain him as his face being different. In fact, why did that even happen? Because this is like the last we see of him, isn't it?
yep.
So then, what was the point of changing his character design? Because I don't think he even shows up later on in the manga either. I mean, maybe he will at some point, but it's just weird to change the character design if you're writing the character out of the series so soon after.
Yeah.
Well, it would not be the first time Hunter Hunter decided to set something up and then decided, eh, screw it, let's do something else.
Yeah.
That's kind of its thing, honestly.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Eyeshield 21, episode 125.
Okay, so I don't know if this was filler or not, but I can tell you that it was really weird. Basically, everyone from Daemon and Oho go and play a trivia quiz game. And it's like all humor the whole way through until the very end, whenever Haruma comes out of nowhere and steals the quiz master's clothes and then asks the question of what Oho's big secret is. And Shin goes and says, "Yeah, I'm playing offense and defense, so what?" And that's it. And the thing ends, and a couple of the Oho guys lose.
Is I thought it was
And
Ojo.
well, I don't know how to
Oh,
pronounce
okay. Sorry.
it. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the stuff about the reveal was kind of like, it felt weird because, I mean, legitimately, like, they even just say, well, you know, it's not something, it's like, it's not that you just knowing it exists will let you beat it. So, because that's why Shin just, like, says, yeah, I'll just say it. The rest of it was pretty funny, though, I thought. It was.
Yeah, pretty funny parts to it.
Yeah, like, especially when, oh, I can't even remember what his name was. Like the big guy who's like really stupid.
I don't remember his name.
Well, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he that his stuff was funny. Like you when he just smashes the buzzer so hard the stand breaks and then he loses his team loses a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a funny episode. Yeah, I think this was in fact filler, but I, as long it was funny, it was entertaining, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, one minor bit of credit, because it showed like the score of the Ojo White Knights versus like the previous ones, I did appreciate the fact they didn't, like, as they so frequently do when trying to show how great a team is, make it a completely one-sided blowout in which one team can't score a single like a point. They actually, you know, it was still shown that the current players were like won decisively, but the other team still got some points.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, funny episode. All right, Yomushi Petal episode 31. So, we the first half or so of the episode is between two characters whose names I can't remember going up against Scary Face Guy, whose name I also can't remember, but I can remember he's Scary Face Guy. And then they get into a competition as to who can You guessed it, pedal fastest.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, yeah, like there's a little more to it than normal because he's like, at least, yeah, now I will bust out my secret weapon. And but it still is just like, who's going to pedal faster? Who's going to pedal faster in regards to it? Although, actually, he did bring up a point I that was interesting, because I was wondering, why are people like spending all this like time trying so hard to get to the checkpoint? Is there like, is there even a point to it? Because I just, okay, maybe there's some points, you know, you get extra points. And the guy said, just says, like, he says, no, he says, like, it's meaningless to get to the checkpoints first. So I guess there wasn't any point to those races then.
Mm-hmm.
It all, this was the only one that actually really mattered. So I don't know. So that was that. The second half, when, you know, because like the first part of the race is done and everyone's, you know, taking like taking a break before the next lap, you know, that was a lot more interesting, I thought, and such. But yeah, unfortunately, the series has not really gotten past the idea of how do you win pedal faster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. I pretty much run out of interest in this, so I don't know where it exactly went wrong, but there was some point where this turned from being really interesting to really boring, and maybe it was just really gradual over time. I think it. I can't remember exactly where and it happened, but it went from being a really interesting show to now being a really dull one. I mean, Onoda barely appears in any of the episodes anymore, and he was the main reason I enjoyed watching. So, yeah.
Yeah, you want to like keep going until we reach the end of this season? Or
yeah. Yeah, we'll make it through this season. That way we can say we did it and then move on to something else.
Yeah, there's 7 episodes left. And yeah, I do want to like still give it a little more of a chance. See if it you know, manages to really bring it in. Unfortunately, I have a feeling that that who wins will come down to who pedals faster.
Yeah.
Okay. So, then we're on to World Trigger episode 22. Okay, so here's a problem. So I watched the episode, but I wanted to check something in the next episode, so I watched a little of it. And unfortunately, now I'm having trouble remembering what happened in which episode. I'm sorry if I leave out something because I thought it was in the next episode, or if I add something that was in the next, but basically the invasion has begun. So everyone fights up, is initially fighting up against all those random neighbors that we saw before that are basically mooks at this point, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But then a new one comes that's called the Rabbit, which is which tries to actually capture people. So like it manages to get one of the border agents by just like grabbing them and like legitimately just like forcing them inside of it somehow. So people are kind of trying to figure out how to deal with that. Especially because, like, it's really fast and its armor is apparently really strong. And so everyone's, like, trying to deal with that in addition to the fact that all, like, because I mentioned that the guys are kind of mooks, but the thing is, there's a whole lot of mooks. Mm-hmm. So everyone has to sort of get a bit, you know, spread out to try to fight all of them. And, yeah, that was the episode.
Yeah.
So, I was having a little trouble deciding on this episode because I did enjoy it, but at the same time, it was just kind of, you know, a lot of it was just fighting, like, the old monsters, and that it wasn't until, like, midway through that they actually introduced the new ones. But the problem is, then the fights involve, see, I don't think it's a problem for me because I actually, like, oh yeah, that character, I guess this was when he was introduced. Okay, so I know them, but like, if you didn't know them, you'd be like, oh, wow, a bunch of characters I don't know are fighting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way I felt. It just seemed like they were introducing too many people too quickly.
Yeah, I can remember them, but definitely there are a lot of guys being introduced at once. Still, from what I remember, this arc basically gets better each progressive episode, so it's basically all uphill from here, which sounds like a weird... Because you say something is downhill, it means it gets worse. So you would say uphill is better, but the way you say going uphill would normally mean it's harder. So... Mm-hmm. I don't really know what the right phrase for that one is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll conclude with Steins Gate episode 9. So they no longer have the IBN because of the change in like the thing. And well, honestly, this episode was basically kind of a rehash of the previous one in terms of people just trying to, you know, do stuff, to send stuff back in time to see what happens and to get the IBN back, which doesn't really work, but apparently does end up considerably changing, like, the terrain of the city. And that's our episode.
Yeah, I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled because we are this far in and we still are just having all these minor changes to things. And I'm like, okay, this whole series seems like a more funny version of the episode. Well, we're talking about Star Trek, the Star Trek episode where Worf ends up going through all these different timelines. That was in the final season. I think it was called Parallel.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it has a really funny ending to that when there's, like, 285,000 Enterprises that appear. So I like that episode, and it's a good concept, but I kind of feel like this is like not quite as good, maybe a little more funny, but I'm waiting for something big to happen. Like, does it really matter what the stores are like? Like, what does that? That doesn't seem like a big loss to me. I don't know. I just hope it gets more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I remember asking my brother a few weeks ago, like, so when does it get interesting? And I told him where he was, and he was like, oh, I think in a few episodes something big happens. But, like, he couldn't remember the exact episode. So hopefully something big will happen soon. I mean, I guess this is, like, the biggest sort of, like, oh wow, they changed things that were more than a minor shift. So I guess that's a progression in terms of how big things are getting. We'll see. I have heard, like, you know, it's a halfway point in which the series, around that point where it starts getting like a lot better. It just hasn't been bad so far. It just keeps making me think, come on, get to the stuff that people keep saying is so good about the show already.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Anything to add?
No, I mean
about Steins Gate before we go into our top
Steins Gate.
Threes.
No, that's
okay.
Good.
So for me, my top will be JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Second place will be Eyeshield 21. And third place will be World Trigger.
Yeah, I'm actually going with JoJo this week. It'll be my favorite of the week. Second place, Hunter x Hunter. And third place, Eyeshield 21. Yep. So.
Okay, yeah. So, Well, that's all of those. I guess I might as well mention, I almost started talking about it last week, but I hadn't finished it, so I thought I might as well before. I did watch anime series No Game No Life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it aired a few years ago. It's only 12 episodes, but, you know, it's another one that's based on a light novel, so if you want to see how it continues afterwards, you got to pick up the light novel, unless you're going to get another season. I mean, mm-hmm. It might. ReZero suddenly announced one, like, last week.
Yep.
But, I guess my review of it is, I'm actually a little annoyed at myself for watching it because when I was midway through watching, I was like, wow, I really wish I had picked this as something for the two of us to watch together. But I didn't because my brother kind of gave it sort of a tepid recommendation and I decided to check it out and I liked it a whole lot more than he did. The premise is basically that, there's these, this brother and sister who are like super amazing at games, you know, in the real world, but they're also bored of the real world because it doesn't really have anything they like. And you can tell that this was based on a light novel that was originally released like seven years ago, because in the modern day, they would be millionaires on the esports circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they get transported to this other universe where everything is decided by games. So it's about them, you know, going through a bunch of really crazy games and winning them and such. I really enjoyed it. I liked the character. It's one of those series where a lot of the characters are really unlikable, but you still like them. You know, like Seinfeld, for example.
Death Note.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm talking especially like in a comedy sense. Like Seinfeld. Okay. Like, the characters aren't likable, okay, but you still like them because they're funny.
Oh, so this is a comedy series.
It's mostly a comedy. There is a little bit of, like, you know, strategy and drama to it, but it's very heavily comedic. I was laughing a lot at it. I really enjoyed it. I'd strongly recommend it. I don't know, maybe we could watch it together at some point way down the line, although our next one we're going to do is probably Shangri-La, so I guess I might as well
announce it.
Yeah, not like, well, we'll probably like do that, you know, sometime in the future, maybe when we're done with Yomushi Petal, but back to No Game, No Life. Some of the downsides I talk about. Well, there is a bunch of fan service in the series. It didn't really bother me that much because almost every time there is fan service, it's done in service of a joke. So it actually does manage to be funny. And honestly, like in terms of like severity, I mean, if you watch Kill la Kill, then you're not going to be have a problem with this. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that. There's also the fact that, like so many anime based on something else, it doesn't really end. It just kind of ends the current arc, and that's where the series is done with for now, unless they get another season. But it was good enough that that I'm actually considering checking out some of the light novels to see how it continues. Oh, also, I did watch. It actually has a really good dub. It was done. A lot of people like say that Sentai Filmworks usually doesn't produce very good dubs, but they actually did add a really good one here.
Mm-hmm. Sentai Filmworks. What other dubs do they have?
Well, of the ones we've watched, they did a Kamiga Kill, which I was fine with, and Parasite, which I thought was just kind of okay in terms of dubbing.
No, I thought it was a good dub. I just thought it was a mediocre show. So
I did. Apparently, their one for Shokugeki no Soma wasn't very good. I watched a little of it. And I'm like, why did you make Erina a valley girl? Why did you think that worked with her character? Why did you do that? You're talking. I'm talking about characters you have no idea of. But it was one of those things where, like, why?
What show?
It was called Shokugeki no Soma, or food. It's also called known as Food Wars in English.
Oh, Food Wars. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I did watch the dub for No Game No Life. I picked up like a trial subscription to High Dive because I was curious and wanted to like see if it was good. And yeah, I was actually quite impressed with it. It was quite good. So yeah, good series, good dub. I give it a recommendation. Just know that there is fan servicing. It and which you might not like, especially because one of the characters who sometimes gets used in that is kind of young. But like I said, it's usually done for comedy's sake, so it's not just there.
Well, there's an anime that I will be finished watching in a couple weeks, but I won't tell you what it is. So that'll be a mystery. That won't be next week, but 2 weeks from now, I should be finished with it, and I'll give a proper review of it. But I started on it, and I was going to be about halfway through, but then I got busy. So, it'll remain a mystery until next week.
Actually, so, I think I might know what it is, but
okay. Well, don't give it away. Okay. So, if there's any viewers, if there's any viewers, this is really dumb to be watching, right? But if there's any listeners, you'll get to find out in 2 weeks what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, so that'll be that for then. And also, isn't the next episode number 100?
Yeah, and I'm going to be finally free from this big project I'm doing. I've been doing two big projects, and I should be finished by Sunday. So that means that I'll be able to watch it on Monday. So
okay, yeah. We're going to be reviewing an anime movie. If you want to know what it is, tune in next time, although I'll probably put in the title so someone will know that right then. But yeah, we'll be doing that in addition to the regular Toonami stuff. I'll just give you a hint that it is based on a series that we've watched, although I don't think it's one that... No, it aired before we were doing this podcast or even our previous one that we used to do.
Heck, so, it probably aired before I was even in the anime. I don't know.
because I was thinking of this other thing. Okay, so you know what? Screw it. I'll just say it because otherwise I'm going to be confusing. We're going to be watching the Full Metal Alchemist movie. The problem was I was thinking of Brotherhood because that was a little before that. And then you mentioned before, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no. It was based on the series that came way before Brotherhood.
Right, yeah. That one is like the golden star of Milo's, which I may or may not have. I thought I had it, but I do not see it anywhere in my anime as I look over at my DVD stack. I don't see it over there, so I'm not sure if I have that one. I do know that I have The Conqueror of Shambhala, and I really think it was done before I was even in the anime. That's how long ago it was. So, we're going way back. I got an anime in 2007, so...
It was released in Japan in 2005. I don't know when it was put in, like, English first, though. Mm-hmm. Let me... I can't even remember. How early did the first one air? the Full Metal Alchemist, the original series, aired on, like... Adult Swim, it was Adult Swim back then, like in 2005 and 2006. So, yeah, it was a little before that.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So, I guess I kind of spoiled that, but now you know what to look forward to when we'll go over that and say what we think of it. So, that's it for this week. We'll see you next time, where we'll have all sorts of things to talk about, possibly, like Sword Art Online, all that stuff we were talking about before, where it won't be a tangent that time. We'll see you next time.